Hello and welcome to See the World with Ajala Nene, a podcast that takes you on a journey across Nigeria and Africa to explore the country and the continent's diverse and vibrant culture. Our esteemed guests will share their experiences and insights into the local tourism scene, from hidden gems to must-see attractions. So grab a cup of coffee and join us as we see the world with Ajala Nene. Whether you're planning a trip to Nigeria or Africa, or simply want to explore and experience the continent from the comfort of your own home, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and let's explore Nigeria and Africa together. What's up, adventure lovers? Welcome to See the World with Ajala Nene. You know the drill. Wanderlust Wonder is here to take you on a journey to yet another spectacular spot in Nigeria and Africa, and of course, way beyond. So where are we off to today? Our spotlight is Kofa Matadai Pit in Kano State. Step into a centuries-old tradition at Kofa Matadai Pit in Kano. Here, artisans craft fabrics using age-old techniques and natural dyes. The deep indigo hued and the swingling patterns tell stories of heritage and craftsmanship that was passed down through generations. So it's not just a fabric, no, it's a history woven in every thread. Centuries of tradition, skill, and culture all woven into every fabric at Kofa Matadai Pits. So if you love history and craftsmanship, this is a must visit. Until next time, keep exploring with See the World with Ajala Nene. Stay tuned. No, welcome to See the World with Ajala Nene. And today I have one of my, how do I describe Chiamaka? Oh, she's like a tourism sister to me.
Yeah.
I also went to the same school, Covenant University. Yes, like, yes. Guy with a bad eagle, like, we baddies. Welcome, Chiamaka. Chiamaka is a renowned tourism expert and a tour operator based in Lagos, Nigeria. She's the founder of Social Prefect Tours. And Social Prefect Tours is a highly respectable and CNN featured. That was always making my head bust. They operate their tour operating company that's recognized for its exceptional services and achievements. Then let me just go straight because I have questions to ask you. There are plenty.
Okay.
All right. So why tourism? I know you read international relations in school.
Yes. Yes.
Right. And you used to do like a tour guide
thing in school. Yes. School.
Yeah, can you? Would you say this kind of like also helped you go into the tourism aspect, or share your story, let us hear?
Okay, thank you. So I wouldn't really say like my, to be honest, like I didn't even think about it until later that, oh, you actually were a tour guide in school. Mm-hmm. And you know, I now pieced it together that, okay, maybe like all these things I've been doing a while back was, yeah, they were all preparing me for what I'm doing now. But I didn't even think about it that way, to be fair. I just love to explore. You know, this coming Waka Waka or Waka Dube then. So like, I can remember my mom and my brothers used to yab me that you like to go out
my
too
mom
much.
Used to, in fact, the Ajala, it was my mom that made me know what Ajala is. It was Ajala. Yeah, Ajala too much.
Ajala too much. So, you know, it was just from there that I just decided to start exploring some places around Nigeria. You know, and then it wasn't so popular because Instagram was just coming out,
yeah,
and people were just starting to share stories new. So I decided to start sharing, you know, online, especially on IG, about the places I was going to. People now started asking if they could join me, you know, and then it was from these questions I decided to start a blog. So when I started the blog, I got a lot of responses that, ah, this looks fun, that can we join you on the next trip? And I said, ah, maybe this is something that people want to do. So I now decided to start group tours. you know, where people could join on these trips. Mm-hmm. People who don't know one another can join on trips and come together. And then let's just say the rest is history.
Yeah.
But, you know, everything I've been doing from like when I was younger have been preparing me because I was a very activities person.
Okay.
You know, I love activities. I love.
Is that what they call it, social prefect?
Yes. So social prefect came up as a nickname where I used to work.
By the way, to give people context, because this also goes to other countries, tell them what social prefect is.
Oh, okay. So a prefect is like one of the leaders in school, mm-hmm. student leaders in secondary school, high school. Yeah, high school, where like, you know, they help. How do I put it now?
Organize hangouts.
And then the social prefect was the one that organized the hangouts, the school excursion, all the fun night events, like the. So
when you're looking for a name,
exactly,
was it given to you or you?
It was a nickname that was given to me. Yeah, I used to work in Jumia, so when I used to work there, people say, "You be social prefect of this place." So only you know this person, you know that person, and then you're always like organizing one thing or the other. So yeah.
But how's the journey been with social prefect tours so far?
Wow, it's been a journey of ups and downs.
How many years?
It's going to be 10 years.
It's a lie. Already.
2015.
Damn, are you serious?
Yeah, it's been a journey.
Oh, I'm so honored that I'm actually mentioning that it's 10 years of my podcast. Are we having a party?
Let's see how that goes.
All right, so like I said, what are the challenges? What have you learned from it?
Okay. I mean, like, so I've learned a lot from the challenges. The challenges have been peculiar, you know, like with the Nigerian market, you know, there are lots of places that my company does both inbound and outbound tourism. Okay. That's within Nigeria, local trips and international trips. And for the international trips aspect, there are lots of places that have like maybe banned Nigeria or have given us strict rules and regulations, have given us, you know, different, so like we have limited places to go to. And then the strength of the Nigerian passport is not really strong. And when you even travel with the Nigerian passport, you get questioned a lot, you get pulled aside, you get, so that has been a major challenge, you know. And then also like the uniqueness of the Nigerian market. You know, you have things like the exchange rates rising up, and that has definitely affected, you know, travel and tourism.
I think a lot of people now even doing their tours in dollars. Like, no one's like, yeah, it doesn't make any sense because by the time you're doing it in Naira, by the time it's time to now travel, everything has
gone up. You know, so that has really, really affected a lot of things. So, you know, I've mentioned the uniqueness of the Nigerian passport. I've also mentioned the terrain, being in Nigeria.
How have you survived, Chiamaka? Tell the truth, because a lot of, when I first started this business like 8 years ago, my tourism business, you know what, 8 years ago, I had a lot of tour operators like you guys that I worked with. I was helping you sell you guys tours. Let's say when I started, we were about 50 something. By now, let's say 10 of us are really still surviving.
Yeah.
So how have you been able to survive all these years?
I would say it's honestly by God's grace, because it's not been an easy journey, you know. But the thing is, because I built such a solid brand, and especially like a strong personal brand, people still trust me to bring, apart from the group tours, we do a lot of FITs, which is free independent travelers. You know, people come to us for their family trips, honeymoon, and all that. So those are things that have kept us so far, you know, especially like financially, you know, so... doing those type of trips has really kept us.
That's good.
I'll say that. And also just the journey of the trust that people have in the brand.
Because you've built a solid brand.
Exactly. So that has helped.
Okay, that's very good. Well, I think one more question with this is that, what would you tell people that want to start? Because I've had people come to me and I want to start my own tour, blah, 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 blah. And I always try to refer them to people like you guys who are, because I'm not a tour operator, but you guys are amazing. I worked in a tour operating company and I know I hated that part of packaging tours. It was stressful. So that's why I opted for the market.
I didn't even know you worked in one.
I did. I worked on TVI, Tour Brokers
International.
Ah! NYSE.
Wow.
And I hated the packaging part. But the marketing part, you would think I've gone to that country. I've not gone, but I will market it so well. So I know how hard it is to be a tour operator. It's really calculated. And then you finish doing the work and your client say, hey, I'm not getting again.
Exactly. Oh my God, that's so annoying.
No, or they'll come a week to the travel and say, that flight that you did there, I said, you can't get it in that same call. So it has a Chris. No, he must give me that same. I said, we put it down there.
Put it down there.
In
subject
red,
to change.
Bold. And they'll still insist, and you still have to try and please your clients. So I give you guys tour operators kudos.
We need the kudos.
I can't be a tour operator.
We need the.
That's why I work with you guys instead and get my commission.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go to your CNN future, your CNN Africa future. Like, I remember the day where I was chatting to you one day and I was like, girl, one day you're going to be on CNN Africa. So when it happened?